in the infield and outfield so far this week. Playing mostly at second base, but starting one game out and left. 1-1 the count, Tukas deals. Breaking ball low. And it is 2-1. Tukas has a sinker, slider, and a cutter for the 22-year-old out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. 2-1 the pitch. Fastball to the outside corner, and it's 2-2. .95 on the gun from the fastball by Tukas. That's certainly his primary pitch. And the 2-2, tap foul by Moon, and it stays at 2-2. And Tukas began in the bullpen at Millersville after his head coach took a flyer on him. After he redshirted in 2021, not much high school baseball experience, and Tukas getting some D2 work out in college. He gets a called strike three there on Moon, darting a fastball to the outer corner. And that is the first strikeout of the game for Tukas, his third of the season. Two gone for Alfredo Duno, DH last night, catcher tonight. After you just saw the replay, well-placed pitch right on the outside corner to get the strikeout. Duno swing and a miss. And that's a strike on Alfredo. One homer, five RBIs so far this season as he whiffs on the Tukas slider. His coach just kind of saw something in him at college for Tukas that made him think he had to be on the Millersville baseball team as Duno takes another slider for a strike, nothing and two. And the more Tukas has thrown, the better he's got. Six combined outings over 3 1/3 innings in his first 2 years at Millersville as the slider misses away to Duno 1-2 before moving from the bullpen to the starting rotation over the course of his 24 season. 21 innings pitched and a 3.86 ERA in 13 overall appearances. 1-2, Duno bounces it on the ground towards the pitcher, picked up on a hop by Tukas, flips to Tello, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning. Tukas sends down the Tortugas in order. They did not put anybody aboard, and now the Threshers will try to start the party in the bottom of the first inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to BayCare Ballpark. Oh.
Bottom of the first inning, Threshers are ready to come up to the plate. Let's take a look at their starting lineup as they look to take home their second series win of the season. Aaron Escobar gets his first chance in the leadoff spot with Dante Nouri on deck. Joel Dragoo hitting third and Brady Day in the cleanup spot for the second time this week. Carter Matheson hitting fifth, Caden Hediger sixth, Raider Tello seventh, Avery Usuasidu eighth, Nolan Beltran ninth, and Luke Holman, the Threshers' home opening day starter for Daytona, back out on the hill. Four shutout innings for him in a no decision. Escobar holds up the swing. Did he go? First place umpire Patrick Good says he did not. It's 1-0. Manuel Perez is the home plate umpire tonight. And Aaron Escobar coming up to the plate, having a great start to the year. Sinker low, and it's a 2-0 count now to Aaron, who is the current Florida State League leader in on-base percent, or sorry, in RBIs, as he takes a slider outside to make it 3-0. And on-base percentage, he is ninth, third in batting average, one of three Florida State leaguers with an average of 400 or higher, and he's fifth in slugging percentage. What a great start to the year for the 20-year-old. Inside, that's ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to start the game for Aaron Escobar and the Clearwater Threshers. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Threshers, and that'll bring up Dante Norrie with nobody out as we take a look at the defense for Luke Holman and the Daytona Tortugas. His battery mate is Alfredo Duno, Carter Graham, Bernard Moon, Sammy Stafura at short, and Carlos Sanchez, first to third of the infield. Malvin Valdez, Kyle Henley, E. Smith Pena, left to right in the outfield for Willie Harris's squad. First pitch fastball misses upstairs to Norrie, and it's a 1-0 count to the Phillies' first-round draft pick in 2024. Second year in a row, the Phillies selected a high school bat at the 27th overall pick. Aiden Miller was the 27th overall pick in 2023. 1-0 now, and it's taken for a strike to Norrie, sinking fastball at the knees for strike one. Aaron Escobar is on first base with the speedy Norrie at the dish. And Escobar had a couple of steals last season for the Complex League. And Norrie pokes one through for a base hit. Escobar doesn't even need a steal second on that one as Dante Norrie goes the other way for a hit in his second consecutive game. Good start to the first inning for the Threshers as they now have two aboard before the first out has been recorded. Aaron Escobar is on second base. Dante Norrie on first as a quick mound visit concludes between Duno and the pitcher. As we take another look, Sammy Sephora very close to making that play over at short, but he couldn't come up with it. And Norrie has the first hit of the game. So two on, nobody out for Joel Dragu. Already a double in three RBIs so far this season. Two of them have come this week over the course of this series against Daytona. Ready to go now is Holman. Two on, nobody out for Joel Dragu with a walk-off winner back on Tuesday night. First pitch is a fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count to the Threshers left fielder. 803 OPS for Dragu. After a 955 OPS in 15 games for the Threshers last season. 1-0 now to Joel, 2 on, nobody out. Holman, a long look at second, now he deals. Upstairs on the breaking ball, it's 2-0. And Holman looked very efficient on Tuesday, but hasn't seemed to be able to hit the strike zone consistently against these Threshers so far. 2-0 the count to Dragu. Holman scans the base runners. Now he deals. Inside corner on the fastball, called strike 2-1. Two on and nobody out. 2-1 count to Dragu here on this Sunday afternoon at BayCare Ballpark. The 2-1 pitch misses inside on the curve, and it's 3-1. And the Threshers with a chance to put their first three aboard, with two already on, and Brady Day waiting on deck for clear one. 3-1 count now to Dragu, 316 hitter so far this season. He's 4-for-11 over the course of the series, and this being his fourth game. 3-1 the pitch. That ball hit high in the air, deep out to center field. Henley going back. It slows up on the warning track, and Kyle Henley makes the catch. Norrie tags up and walks over to third after the first, or sorry, Escobar tags up and walks over to third after the first out. Norrie remains on first base, and there are runners on the corners with one gone here in the first inning. And that'll bring up Brady Day in the cleanup spot for the second time this series. He had 9 home runs in a little over 50 games at Kansas State in his senior year, still looking for his first one as a pro. Day went 0-for-4, but drove in a run back on Friday in the loss, and he's 2-for-12 with 3 runs scored in 3 games against Daytona. First pitch to Day, this one in the gap, deep into right center field, and that's going to be deep enough to score a run. Escobar comes home tagging as Norrie gets back to first, And it's the second sacrifice fly of the series for Brady Day, giving the Threshers their first run of the game. Escobar scores, and Day picks up RBI number 3 on the season for a 1-0 lead, and he hit that really well, just Pineda was right over there. Easy play for Escobar, despite the fact that Moon dummied a throw home once the ball reached the cutoff man. So 1-0 Threshers here with two outs in the bottom of the first inning, and Dante Norrie taking a sizable lead off of first. Matheson swings out in front of the breaking ball, and it's a 0-1 count to the Threshers right fielder. Three homers, 7 RBIs for Matheson with an OPS of 695, because all three of those home runs make up all three of his hits over the course of this season. Now he's got Norrie on first, and the pitch is a curveball over the outer half, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 1-0 lead for the Threshers, and Norrie trying to make something happen on the base paths, taking a big lead off of the first base back. He stays put, and the 0-2 is wrapped foul towards the Daytona dugout, and we stay even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 called strike 3 on the outside corner. No challenge from Matheson, and that'll do it for the first inning. But the Threshers strike first. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, 1 man left aboard, and it's 1-0 Threshers lead after the opening frame.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Stick around after Saturday night games at Bay Care Ballpark for the best fireworks show that you'll see. The best show in Tampa is right here at Bay Care Ballpark every Saturday night with post-game fireworks following Saturday games, sponsored by Kelly's Catering. That will bring up Sammy Stafora, cleanup man for Daytona, in the second inning. In a 1-0 lead for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch is a slider low and in a 1-0 count to Stafora. Clean first inning for Tukas. Had a similar start to the game in the opening frame on Tuesday, his first professional start, but ended up getting pulled from the game early. 1-0 the count to Stafora inside, and that makes it 2-0. Stafora, Sanchez, and Pineda lead off for the Tortugas. Top of the second, they trail by a run. 2-0 coming from Tukas now. Here's the kick and the pitch. Stafora takes a fastball over the outside edge, and the count is now 2-1. Fastball between 92 and 95 for Zach Tukas, usually sitting on the lower end of that spectrum. Now the 2-1. High fly ball, but it's foul down the right field side. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball over towards third. Scooped up by Day. Whips the throw to first base. DeForo was speeding, but he's out as Brady Day makes the right throw in the nick of time. Second time he has let off an inning. with a ground out. That will bring up Carlos Sanchez, who has been a key player for Daytona all week long. He has played in parts of just about every game so far for the Tortugas. 318 average, four RBIs on the season so far for Sanchez. First pitch misses outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Next pitch, cut on a miss. Count evens to 1-1. Sanchez plays usually third base. Started at shortstop a couple games ago when the Threshers lost 15-10. Ended up moving to third when Daytona moved a bunch of players around to cover for their position player, who ended up getting the save. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Now the count is 1-2 to Sanchez. 318 hitter and four RBIs so far this season. Sanchez will call time. It's a 1-2 count from Zach Tukas in his second professional start. Now the 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball right down Main Street. And Sanchez can't touch it. And now the second batter of each of the first two innings has now struck out, courtesy of Zach Tukas. As we take another look on the replay. And that will bring up E. Smith Pineda. First pitch to Pineda's on the outside corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. Just missing up and in, and a 1-1 count now to E. Smith Pineda, who's played exclusively in right field all week for the Tortugas. Two RBIs and 1.36 ERA through the first six games of the season. 1-1. Ground ball to third. Day there once again. Picks it up on a pair of hops. Flips to first in time, and that'll do it for the second inning. Brady Day bookends the second inning with a pair of putouts, and we head to the bottom of the second, where the Threshers lead the Tortugas 1-0.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate.
You can get all of your Threshers needs on the Threshers website. Check out threshersbaseball.com for all of our promotions, game day scores, and ticket information, all on threshersbaseball.com. You can also go to the Diamond Outfitters if you were here out on the left field concourse. And we got an online shop as well, so plenty of fun ways to rep your Threshers no matter where you are watching from. We do appreciate that you're watching, though. Threshers are leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Clearwater. First pitch to Caden Hediger is a curve that drops low and in for a 1-0 count. And another day where just not a single cloud is out in the sky. Not going to make it easy for high fly balls in the outfield, though. 1-0. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 1-1. Here's the pitch from Holman. Slider low, and it's 2-1. Holman got the start on the Threshers opening day back on Tuesday. Went four shutout innings with just one hit and one walk allowed until Drew Pesca and Nelfrey Piano ended up doing the rest, as that one's in for a strike to Hediger, 2-2. He'll be followed by Tello and Owusu Isiedu as he steps back in from the timeout. Pitch clock resets. Now we're down to 10. Here's when Holman winds and fires. Outside, and that is ball three to Caden Hediger. California native, went to Sierra Canyon High School and had committed to the University of Oregon before he was drafted. Payoff pitch. Curveball upstairs. Called strike three. And Hediger deciding not to challenge. Second K in a row for Holman. Second K of the afternoon for him. And there's one gone to start the second. That'll bring up Raider Tello, who's playing first base tonight, after he played third yesterday. First pitch to Tello. Fastball outside, and that's a ball one to Raider Tello. Homer and three RBIs so far this series. Four hits and three ribbies over his last two games. Now is the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs again, 2-0. Good hitter's count for Raider Tello, one of two members of the University of Iowa that started the season here, as Tello takes a fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. It's 2-1. 389 hitter on the season for Tello. So he's having a really nice start to his first full campaign. That one ripped oppo foul. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Threshers lead it 1-0 thanks to the sacrifice fly in the first. 2-2 the pitch. Hammered the other way, but it's foul. We stay at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitcher is set. Holman rocks, kicks, and fires. Upstairs in the curveball, it's 3-2. Three to the count, one gone in the inning. Holman ready for the payoff pitch. High fly ball out to right field. Pineda going back, backing up, ranging to his left, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Not bad for an opposite field shot by Tello, but just didn't have enough underneath it. And now there's two gone for Avery Owusu-Isiedu. Two gone for Avery, who has one RBI already this year. That came on Saturday in Dunedin. And he takes the first pitch low for ball number one. High fly ball from Owusu-Isiedu, and that one goes foul. I don't think anyone even moved in the Daytona outfield. That ball was destined for the stands as Owusu-Isiedu now staring down a 1-1 count. The 1-1 ground ball foul again, this time down the third baseline and kicking off the wall into left field. Desmond Jennings coaching first for Clearwater. Their assistant hitting coach and Marty Murray, the manager, in his customary spot coaching third. To 1-2 count to Owusu-Isiedu with two gone here in the second inning as the Threshers look to build on to that early lead against a resilient Tortugas team. 1-2. Outside corner called strike three, and no challenge for Avery, so that'll do it for the second inning. Threshers go down in order for the first time tonight. Now we head to the third. Still 1-0 Clearwater on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game on Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two innings of work for Zach Tukas. Now Eli Trope is on the mound, and who knows which one will be throwing on the next time the Threshers come home. Trope, a full inning in two outings, three walks, but he hasn't allowed any runs so far. Trope, in for the second time this series, starts off with Carter Graham. Sends a fastball to the inside edge for a called strike. Nothing in one is the count. Two shutout innings from Zach Tukas in his best start of his pro career. Two shutout frames, two strikeouts, nothing else on the ledger. 0-1. And that hit the hand or the bat. It's the hand. So Carter Graham is the game's first base runner on a hit by pitch from Eli Trope. So Graham will head to first. Out comes the Daytona trainer as we take another look to see where that hit him. Trope over there making sure he's okay. Yeah, right hand on the top of it. That cannot feel that good. As Sam Tettman out there making sure that he stays on first base. So Trope pitched two-thirds of an inning without allowing a run in Dunedin and then got the final out of an inning earlier on this series against Daytona. That came back on Wednesday as they continue to look at the hand of the batter Ryan McChrystal. And unfortunately today the last game of this homestand for the Clearwater Threshers, but the next one will start off in a big way on Tuesday, April 22nd, against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Make sure to get your tickets for that one at threshersbaseball.com. Hit by pitch to lead off the frame. Carter Graham on first base, and now Ryan McChrystal, the designated hitter, coming up to the dish as that one pops out of the glove of Hediger on the first pitch. And the pass ball sends Graham towards the second base bag. So now the leadoff man is in scoring position for Daytona, already in a one-run game. And it's a 1-0 count to Ryan McChrystal. Eli Trope, drafted out of the University of Pennsylvania in 2024 by the Phillies, taken in the 16th round. Line drive out to the center field, and that's a base hit. And the runner will hold at second base. Carter Graham unclear if Avery Owusu-Asidu was going to be able to make that play or not. So it's a single for McChrystal. But runners on first is second as Graham didn't get the right jump on the baseball to be able to move around the bases. That'll bring up Melvin Valdez with two on and nobody out. Eli Trope already in his third outing of the season. Has a five-inning scoreless streak dating back to August of last season. And Graham, huge lead. Trope, I think, might be a little bit more careful. Valdez pulls back the bunt, but it's a strike anyway, nothing in one. Trope pitched 4 2/3 innings of work last year. In his first 2/3, he allowed 3 runs against the Dunedin Blue Jays. After that, his next 3 outings, he did not allow a single run. Another bunt attempt pulled back by Valdez there, and it's a 1-1 count as the fastball misses upstairs. Also adds a slider and a changeup to the heater for a 3-pitch arsenal from Eli Trope, who has exclusively pitched out of the bullpen in 2024 and now 25. Bunt right back up the middle to Trope. He goes to third base for out number one, on to first, and it's not in time, but the lead runner taken out with ease by Trope. Not the best bunt from Malvin Valdez, as McChrystal advances to second and Valdez on first on a 1-5 fielder's choice. So a big out for Trope in the Threshers as we take another look here. And when I'm saying that that's not a good bunt, you don't want to bunt that one right back to the pitcher. Hitter should try to bunt it down the line for the best shot at a sacrifice. And now Kyle Henley comes up to the plate. Great block by Hediger as the slider skips in the dirt. 1-0 count to Kyle Henley with a lineup card turning over for Tortuga. Henley grounded out to third on the second pitch of the game. He's 0-1. Late addition to the starting lineup for Daytona. Tortugas have 2 aboard. McChrystal on second. Valdez on first as Trope deals the 1-0. Fastball right down the pipe for a called strike. 1-1 the count to Kyle Henley. One ball, one strike, the count on that heater coming in at 90 from Eli Trope. He glances over at second base before he fires. Slider settles in at the knees for a called strike. Great pitch from Eli, completely fooling Henley, and it's 1-2. And a timeout called by Henley, waiting for Trope to get on the board. Try to avoid the pitch clock violation. He'll step back in with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Slider outside. Another great block from Hediger. Back pick to second was surprisingly close. But sliding back in safely is Ryan McChrystal. And Caden Hediger with a very strong arm as we take another look. You don't usually see back picks at second that close. Really just too heavy of a secondary lead from McChrystal, and he barely got back to the Keystone sack in time. 2-1, 1-out, 2-2 the count to Henley. Top of the third inning with a Threshers 1-run lead. The 2-2. Wave and whiff, strike 3. Slider baffles Henley, and he can't touch that one. Third K of the day for the Threshers. First of the season for Eli Trope. And there are 2 gone here in the top of the third. Take another look here, and you always want to see the hitters chasing the high stuff. And that is what happened when upstairs with a breaking ball, and Henley could not touch it. Great pitch for the K from Trope. 2 away with 2 aboard here in the top third. And now Bernard Moon rises to the plate. First pitch to Moon. Slider gets away from Hediger again. That's a wild pitch, and it's going to move each runner up a bag. McChrystal to third base and Valdez to second with a 1-0 count on Bernard Moon. Threshers will still play the Tortugas straight up. And, well, since there are 2 outs in the inning. 1-0 the count to Moon, who went down swinging. First strikeout victim of Tukas back in the first. 1-0 the pitch. Moon hits a hard ground ball over to short. Scooped up by Beltran. Fires over to first in time as Tello makes the pick and ends the third inning without any damage done on Eli Trope. 1 hit and a couple of base runners for Daytona, but they leave 2 stranded as the Threshers head into the bottom of the third with a 1-0 lead.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
The Threshers' next homestand kicks off with a Dollar Tuesday presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more starting on Tuesday, April 22nd. Nolan Beltran with a nice play to end the top of the third inning, and he starts off the bottom third by taking a wayward curveball for ball number one. Beltran got his first hit of the season two days ago on an infield hit. Now back in the Clearwater lineup as he takes a fastball inside to make it 2-0. Beltran, Escobar, and Norty leading off the third inning for the Threshers, who have a 1-0 lead in the home half of the third. And the breaking ball drops below the zone to Beltran. 3-0 is the count. And though Beltran might seem like a popular baseball name, which it is, Carlos Beltran is not related to Nolan Beltran. That was one of the first questions I think I asked Nolan when he visited, because Carlos was a childhood favorite of mine. But Nolan Beltran takes a four-pitch walk to start the third inning. Both walks surrendered by Luke Holman have been on four consecutive pitches to lead off an inning. The last guy who took a leadoff walk on four straight pitches, Aaron Escobar. He's up to the plate right now after he came around to score following that walk on the Brady Day sacrifice fly. Beltran with a solid leadoff of first base. Carter Graham still there to hold him on. Swing and a miss by Escobar, and there's the first strike of inning number three. And good to see Carter Graham still on first base after he looked shaken up on an injured hand after a hit-by-pitch in the last frame, but it does not appear to affect him. Beltran had two steals in four attempts in 34 Complex League games last year. We'll see if he tries for his first of the season. It's an 0-1 count to Escobar now. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, fouled away, and it's 0-2. 39, now 40 pitches so far for Luke Holman, with 21 of them going over for strikes. Just better than 50% strike rate with three strikeouts in two innings plus. 0-2 the count on Escobar. Short leadoff first by Beltran. The pitch cut on and missed, and that's strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Holman, and the first out of the third inning brings up Dante Norty. Threshers designated hitter, typically playing in center field, and is DHing tonight. He's 1-for-1 so far with a hit. And the first pitch to Dante is tapped foul. Not a game that you'd usually expect to see Norty. If you look at the last two seasons for Clearwater, when the Threshers have had a top draft pick, he wasn't a guy who usually played on Sundays. It was true for Justin Crawford in 2023, and for the almost 2 months that Aiden Miller was here last year, it was true for him as well. 0-1, it's fouled away by Norty. It's 0-2. And with Dante, he's getting on base at a pretty solid clip. .333 on base percentage coming into tonight's game, but a batting average still under .200. Has me thinking that the Threshers, A, just want to play him as much as possible just so they can get the little early season funk out of his contact, because when he is on, he is not a player to be trifled with. Well hit ball out to shallow center field. Henley on the chase, makes the catch, and that's out number two. Two gone for the Threshers in the third. They lead by one as the power hitting outfielder Joel Dragoo now steps up to the plate with a flyout to his name already. The 22-year-old was a seventh round pick at a Presbyterian college in 2024 and was one of the better draftees that made their way up to Thresherville at the end of last season. He and Carson DeMartini were the only two of the class of 2024 that had a 300 average last season. And that liner ripped to third, but caught by Sanchez. And an unlucky placement of that baseball ends the third inning. Threshers get a leadoff walk, but don't do much with it as they leave a man stranded on first base. After the first third of the last game of this series, Threshers lead the Tortugas by a 1-0 margin.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
The Clearwater Beach Dogs return to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, April 25th, with a special Lucy May number 2 shirt jersey giveaway. All canine companions are welcome to attend All Beach Dogs Night at BayCare Ballpark, a $7 ticket for the dogs benefit a local charity every month and are available for purchase at the BayCare Ballpark box office. Beach Dogs Nights are sponsored by BEG with giveaway sizes and quantities limited. Eli Trope is back on the hill for his second inning of work as Alfredo Duno takes a high fastball for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Duno, who grounded out back to the pitcher in the first inning, it being Zach Tukas at the time. 1-0. Tap foul, cued off the end of the bat by Duno, and the count evens at 1-1. A scoreless inning, the first outing in which Trope has gone one inning full in the 2025 season, his first full season as a pro. 1-1 to Duno. Upstairs on the breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Threshers set to take on the Palm Beach Cardinals next week with the first game at Vero Beach in a former spring training site of the Dodgers as Trope just barely gets Duno. Alfredo Duno, second player today to be hit by a pitch from Eli Trope, and the leadoff man is aboard to start off this fourth inning. That'll bring up Sammy Stafora, shortstop and cleanup man for the Tortugas. Threshers up by one in the top of the fourth with the man aboard. First pitch, slider in for a strike. 0-1 the count to Sammy, who grounded out to third, starting off the second inning. And the Threshers have really quieted Stafora down after a couple of hits in the first game. But Stafora has lost almost a full point on his batting average, hitting around well over 300 at the start of the series, and now that average has dwindled down to 250. 0-2 the count after the swing and miss there. And Trope has him right where he wants him. Short leadoff first from Duno, not exactly a threat to steal, so Trope focuses on the batter, sends the slider in, just missing inside, and it's 1-2. Just curled around to 4 there, but didn't end up inside the strike zone. 1-2, the count here in the top fourth as Trope has already thrown 20 pitches in his second inning of work. The slider, another one, gets away from him there and gets to 4 on the hand. He seems to shake it off okay. And he'll head to first base without the trainer coming out of the Tortugas dugout. So Duno moves to second, still nobody out, and a couple of slipped pitches as we take a look here where this gets to Fora. Right below the left hand, it looks like, below the wrist even. And now Gustavo Armas is going to come have a chat with Eli Trope, the catcher, to join him. No scores yet in the Phillies system, so we can take a look around the Florida State League to see what's going on here on this Sunday afternoon. All teams are in action so far. Only scoreless contest is Dunedin and Jupiter in Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Threshers will be on Wednesday. Top of the second there, scoreless. Dunedin, the only team with a hit. Tampa blanking Fort Myers 4-0. Bottom of the third in Fort Myers at the Lee Health Sports Complex. Bradenton leading Palm Beach in the bottom of the third inning, 2-1 over in Bradenton. And Lakeland with a 2-1 lead over St. Lucie through 2.5. That's the Florida State League scoreboard as a bunt is pulled back on a high fastball. Carlos Sanchez now with a 1-0 count as Trope misses upstairs. Duno on second, Stafura on first, and Sanchez went down on strikes in his last at bat. And he's going to bunt it, trying to go towards the side, quickly pulls it back and bunts it foul towards the on-deck circle in the Threshers dugout, and it's a 1-1 count. We'll see if he goes for it again. Obviously, the bunt strike rules only apply on foul bunts. And it's a 1-1 to Carlos Sanchez. The pitch, bunted, foul again, this time looking for better placement. And that's a pretty textbook bunt. It just didn't get the roll off of the bat that Sanchez was looking for. And now he's going to have to swing at 1-2. If he gets another foul bunt, it will be a strikeout for Trope, of which he already has one in an inning and change. 1-2, the count to Sanchez. 2-1, nobody out, with the Threshers up by 1 in the top of the fourth inning. Trope, he's got the bunt down again, and is that another hit? Yes, it is. Sanchez had to jump out of the way of that one. And I guess it's just 2, but each hitter advances. Thought it was a hit by pitch. We'll take another look, and yeah, guess that didn't get him. So it's 2-2. Wild pitch sends Duno to third. He's the tying run. Stafor is the go-ahead run on second, as Day is pinched in over on the third base side. 2-2, popped straight up. Foul territory, third base over the Threshers dugout. Day and Hediger chasing it, and that bounces on the railing before it's caught. We stay at 2-2. In the sun, that close to the railing, certainly not an easy play to make for Hediger, who was the closest and actually ended up catching that ball after it bounced off the top of the dugout rail. But it's a 2-2 count still to Sanchez with runners on second and third. Only Day is pinched in at third base, everyone else playing a bit further back in the Threshers infield. 2-2 count now to Sanchez as Trope sets up at the belt. Still looking for the first out, he deals. Slider up and in, and Sanchez pulls back as the count fills up at 3-2. Runners will stay put. Stafor is on second. Duno's on third with nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Threshers up by 1 as Trope tries to have him hold on with another righty warming up in their pen. Payoff pitch, line drive, picked up. No, it's dropped and rolls into right field for a base hit. Stafor is held up at third as Duno scores, and we're tied at 1. Here in inning number 4. Should be an RBI single, as that was a hard hit ball that Escobar was close to making a play on at second base. But the game is tied on the second hit of the day for Daytona. So it's a single for Sanchez and another ribby. Now men on the corners who take another look. Very close to making that play was Escobar. He probably would have had a chance to get the runner out at home as Duno, not the fleetest of foot. Still nobody out here in the fourth inning. Runners on the corners with nobody out. And even though it would cost them the lead, I'm sure the Threshers would be happy to trade one run for two outs here as Pineda takes an upstairs slider for a ball. Nothing in one to count. Pineda grounded out to third his last time up. No bunt attempts here as the 0-1 settles in for a strike on the outer corner. It's nothing in two. And we have some special guests in the booth today. As Pineda awaits the 0-2 pitch. Runner goes to second. Pitch misses for a ball. It's dropped by Hediger. So a stolen base for Sanchez, his first of the series. And it's 1-2 count, Eastmith Pineda. As we have the Thresher family, a young shark, and the big shark being Finley, up in the booth on this Sunday afternoon. One ball, two strikes, the count to Pineda as Hediger gets set up. I think the young shark is going to be taking my job at some point. I don't know. He looks way better than I do in that headset, I'll tell you. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. And he's good luck, too. Without putting that headset on, I don't know if that strikeout would have happened. So one gone as we take another look. Nasty slider from Trope there. And now the Threshers infield moves in with one gone and Carter Graham coming up to the plate. Threshers have a righty up in their pen and the right-handed hitting Graham rips a slider down the left field line. If it's fair, it's trouble, but it just bounces foul, fortunately for the Threshers. Finley almost fell back over in his chair, but he's okay. Nothing in one to count. Still Stafora on third, Sanchez on second. Now at a 1-1 tie. One gone in the top of the fourth. Graham was hit by a pitch in the third inning. And now back up in the fourth, facing an 0-1 count. Seven ribbies on the season so far for Graham, along with two home runs. High fly ball fouled the other way this time over the big shark club in right field. And now it's 0-2. Ten on the pitch clock as Trope sets up. Nothing and two the count. As the clock lowers to five, he's set from the stretch. 0-2 pitch. Slider in the dirt. Well blocked by Hediger. And he thought better of firing the back pick to third as Stafora quickly scampered back once he realized the catcher had it. New couple of baseballs for the home plate umpire, Manuel Perez. One of them off towards Trope, who's thrown 34 pitches so far, an inning and a third, with 20 over the plate for strikes. One ball, two strikes the count, kicking the pitch. Slider, outside corner, called strike three, but it's challenged by Carter Graham. Here's the home plate umpire, Emmanuel Perez, on the ABS.
The pitch was called a strike, very challenging.
I believe this is the first challenge of the day, but it's incorrect.
Call was confirmed, Daytona has one challenge remaining.
So it's strike three called, second K of the inning, third of the day for Trope as Carter Graham heads back to the dugout, bat in hand. Two away, one challenge left for Daytona. And that'll bring up the left-handed hitting Ryan McChrystal, who got the first hit of the game up for the Tortugas with a third inning single. He's got two aboard with two outs. First pitch is low on the breaking ball, 1-0 the count. McChrystal, homer and five RBIs with a two-run home run on Tuesday before the Threshers' eventual comeback in that game. Today he's one for one with a knock. 1-0 the count, Trope deals. Slider upstairs, and it's 1-1 just at the letters for a called strike. McChrystal appears like he's debating with the umpire whether or not to challenge that pitch, but I don't think he's going to get too much help on that one. One ball, one strike, the count. Two aboard, two outs, one already across for Daytona. 1-1, just missing inside, and it is 2-1. Finley wants to challenge that. but I don't think the umpire can hear him. So does our younger Thresher Shark, Davey, over here. 2-1 to McChrystal. Trope deals. Swing and got a piece of it, knocked off the shoulder pad of Hediger, and it's 2-2. And Trope one more strike closer to getting out of this inning. Carlos Sanchez on second. Sammy Stafora on third. Two outs, two balls, two strikes, and a 1-1 tie here in the top fourth. Trope looking for pitch number 40. It's locked and loaded. He fires home. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Eli Trope climbs the ladder with a fastball and strikes out the final three batters of the fourth inning after allowing the game to be tied. So one run for Daytona coming on a hit. Two men left with no errors, and it's all square at one heading into the fourth. Three straight punchies for Trope lead us into the bottom of the fourth inning and a tie game.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Good to see you, my shark friends.
So I think our sharks are going to Big Shark. You can always catch Finley roaming around the ballpark. Walking or swimming, he is a multi-talented shark for sure. 1-1 the score now, heading into the bottom of the fourth inning, and Brady Day leading things off for the heart of the Threshers order. 4-5-6, Day, Matheson, and Hediger, and a trio of lefties going up against the righty, Luke Holman. First pitch to Day falls in for a strike on the outer edge. It's an 0-1 count. Holman has now thrown 46 pitches so far today for Daytona, 27 over for strikes, 4 Ks and an earned run allowed over 3 innings plus. Breaking ball up and in today. It's a 1-1 count as the Threshers' third baseman takes it for a ball. Brady does not have an official at-bat so far today. Sacrifice fly for his third ribby of the season back in the first, and that is how the Threshers got their run. 2-1 now as the curveball misses outside and away. 2-1 the count to Day, who's hitting 273 so far this season, had his season-long hit streak snapped a couple days ago. Curveball drops below the zone. It's a 3-1 count to Day as the Threshers are close to getting a leadoff walk. 3-1 to Day now, kicking the pitch from Holman. Wrapped foul, bouncing into the Tortugas dugout. Nice play made by one of their coaches, and the count fills up at 3-2. A full count today with the lefty power hitter, Carter Matheson, waiting on deck. And now Luke Holman is 50 pitches deep into this one. Payoff pitch coming to Brady. Holman sets, rocks, kicks, and deals. Inside and low, that's ball four. And the third walk of the game allowed by Luke Holman sends Brady Day to first base, bringing the tying run aboard to start off the bottom of the fourth inning.
Right fielder, Carter Matheson.
That will bring up Carter Matheson, who went down on strikes in his last at-bat back in the first inning. Matheson, though, 3 hits this season, all home runs, and he's up in the top 10 in RBIs as well with 7. First pitch to Carter, curveball in the outer half. It's 0-1 as he takes it for a strike. Matheson tied for 8th in the league with RBIs, in RBIs with 7, and he and Eduardo Tait are the only two players.
The pitch, wall's going to strike, Mario Tait.
I didn't see the batter challenge, so I'll finish that thought later. And it's still a strike.
Call was confirmed. Cleveland has one challenge remaining.
Each team has now lost their first challenge as Matheson comes up empty there. One ball, one strike, the count now to Carter, who is one of two players in the Florida State League with three home runs through the first eight games of the season. The other, Eduardo Taillé, who's taking a night off today. 0-1, hit high in the air, deep out to right field. The wind blows it towards the corner where Pineda runs. He makes the catch in the center of the warning track for out number one. And the wind's blowing out to right field, not as strong as it's been in the past days, but I think enough to blow that off its target as that ball was launched straight up in the air and ended up as a fly out to right for out number one in the fourth inning. So one quick one, that'll bring up Caden Hediger, who also went down on strikes in his last at bat. Hediger done hitting righty. Switched to a lefty hitter now in his first full season. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge. It's no one count to Caden. He was in the Phillies' top 30 last season, this year just outside of it, but still a solid option as a guy who can play catcher and first base both very effectively. 0-1 the count to Hediger. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-1. Hediger, 5 homers, 30 RBIs for the Threshers last season with a couple stolen bases as well. So definitely showing off his athleticism as something was blown on in the field that was just thrown away. One ball, one strike, the count to Caden. One gone, one on as the tying run Brady Day takes a short lead off first. He's got a sliding mitt on his left hand, and we'll see if he goes. Doesn't there as the breaking ball misses outside to make it 2-1 to Caden Hediger. I was a primary first baseman in high school, but really loves to catch. That is definitely his preferred position, though he'll play just about anywhere. 2-1, hit high in the air, out to right center field. And Henley drifts his right, or his left, makes the catch for out number two. Two away, and now Raider Tello coming up to the plate. Corner infielder for the Threshers, playing third and first. Today, he is at first base and already 0-1. With a fly out to right field back in the second inning. Two outs in the fourth inning. Day's still on first, and Tello gets a hold of this one into the jet stream out in right center. Drifting towards right is Pineda, who makes the catch on the track for the final out of the fourth inning. So Threshers again get a leadoff walk, again lead of the man stranded, and it's 1-1 after four here at BayCare Ballpark.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Make sure to follow the Threshers on Facebook. Check us out at Threshers Baseball to stay up with everything Threshers on our Facebook page. Follow us at Threshers Baseball. Reese Dutton in for the third time this season. A guy that has the capability of starting or coming in as a long reliever, where he has been for the majority of this season so far. 3.18 ERA, but he's looked solid in 5 2/3 innings for the Threshers as Malvin Valdez avoids a high slider to make it a 1-0 count. Trope won't get a decision. One hit and one run in two innings with four strikeouts despite not walking a batter as the 1-0 turns to 2-0. Another breaking ball from Dutton misses to Valdez. Henley and Moon to follow Malvin against Dutton, an undrafted free agent out of Kansas who turns 24 in about a month. 2-1 now as the pitch is in for a strike for Dutton, who's got a sinker, slider, and a changeup for his three-pitch mix. Let up two runs in 4 2/3 innings on a home run against Daytona back on Tuesday as Valdez fouls off the slider to even the count at 2-2. And in his first game of the season, he had one shutout inning on Saturday the 5th where he struck out three of four batters that he faced. Seven strikeouts so far in 5 2/3 as that one misses outside. Slider makes it 3-2 to fill up the count on Valdez. Dutton had six shutout innings for the Threshers last season, both coming out of the pen. And that is fouled away. The count will stay 3-2 to Malvin Valdez. And Dutton not only a star athlete in high school as a pitcher, but he was also a Southeast Conference champion in 2017 and 2018 as a high school wrestler. Payoff pitch. Fly ball sprayed foul down the right field line, and out of play, we stay full at 3-2. Dutton holds a career takedown record for his high school at Kenosha Tremper High School in Wisconsin. First team all-county, second team all-state baseball. In this case, though, he walks Malvin Valdez to lead off the fifth inning. Leadoff man is now reached in each of the last three innings for the Daytona Tortugas as Dutton allows just his third walk of the season. One gone, and the order flips over for Kyle Henley, who's 0-2 so far. Not going to be an easy guy to double up, as he's certainly one of the fastest players on the Daytona roster. 1-1 the score in the top of the fifth inning. And the Threshers have just one hit to Daytona's two. Henley tries to bunt it straight down. It does not go that way, and the count's 0-1. The count to Henley with a leadoff of first from Malvin Valdez. He's got speed. Dutton tries to pick him off at first, unsuccessful. Malvin back in, standing up. Man on with nobody out as Dutton sizes up Henley and fires. 0-1, just missing on the slider. One ball, one strike the count now to Kyle Henley. Luis Leones initially scheduled to start for Daytona. Henley a late addition as he has been in center field for the majority of this series for the Tortugas. 1-1 the count to Henley. Here's the pitch. Slider cut on and miss. A hefty hack by Henley, and he couldn't touch it. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count in the fifth. Still even at one on this Sunday afternoon. Dutton deals. 1-2, ground ball. Diving play by Day, but he can't get there. That's going to roll in the corner for extra bases. Dre Goo's going for it as Valdez is waved around third, but the outfielder Dre Goo has his hands up. He's going to try and make that a ground rule double. The umpire hasn't seen it. That ball must have rolled under the left field wall, and Patrick Good will go out to left to determine if it's a ground rule double. I'd imagine that they're going to call it that, as Dre Goo certainly doesn't have the ball in his hands, and now we look over there. You can't even see it under the fence. I guess the ump can. He's a little bit closer, and it should be a ground rule double. I'd expect Henley to go to second and Valdez to go back to third once Patrick Good comes in from left field, and we'll take another look. And Brady Day very close to making that stop over at third base. Might have still been a hit for Henley, but It's hard to say. And now the umpires are converging next to the pitcher's mound on the left side there, just to determine and hopefully confirm that it's a ground rule double. And it's two fingers for the double, and that'll send Valdez back to third, Henley to second base on the first extra base hit of the game for either side. So now, once again, the Tortugas have two runners in scoring position with nobody out. Henley on second, Valdez on third, and that'll bring up Bernard Moon. First pitch to Moon here as the infield moves in for the Threshers. Cut on and missed for number 1-2 as Moon 0-2 on the day so far. One hit so far this season, but he has a couple of RBIs on some sacrifices. Nothing in one. The count to Moon as Dutton tries to pitch his way out of a jam. Liner out to left field. Dragoo is there to make the catch, and Valdez tags up from third, and the throw is going to come from the relay. Double play! A base-running mistake from Alvin Valdez, who hesitated and then went home. Easy relay from Dragoo today to home plate, and the Threshers catch a break. 7-5-2 on the out, and Valdez had no business running on that one. Easy play for Brady Day, and the Threshers take advantage of a base-running error. So two gone for Alfredo Duno. Henley still on second base as Duno takes a first pitch strike that bounces out of the glove of Caden Hediger. Nothing in one is the count to Duno. Here's the pitch from Dutton. Slider hammered, base hit into left field, and coming around third is Kyle Henley. Dragoo with a great throw in, and the throw is late. Henley scores, and Daytona takes the lead. RBI single from Duno, and it's 2-1 Tortugas with two outs here in the top of the fifth. That'll bring up Stafura as we take another look. Hard hit ball from Duno, and Dragoo did everything that he could. But Henley just a bit too fast, and a solid two-hopping throw home. Henley in there just ahead of the toss. Two down and Duno on first. Sammy Stafura at the dish. The one-run Tortugas lead as he taps the first pitch. Breaking ball foul to start off the count. Nothing in one. Stafura 0-1 today. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Next pitch in for a strike again. And a breaking ball from Dutton has Stafura at 0-2. Nothing in two, the count to Sammy. Duno on first with two gone. Here's the pitch. Inside, narrowly misses the corner. And the count is 1-2. One-two pitch. Sliced foul down the right field line, out of play, and we'll do it again. Another foul ball from Stafura. One ball, two strikes. Now the count. Last few pitches fouled off by Stafura. Dutton trying to get one by him, and he doesn't. High fly ball out to center field. Playable for Owusu Asidu, who drops back to make the catch for the final out of the fifth inning. But a couple of hits for the Tortugas, and another run scored. One run on two hits for Daytona as they take a 2-1 lead at the halfway point of this ball game. Threshers trail by one, bottom fifth next.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame Class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
A beautiful day for baseball here at BayCare Ballpark, but the scoreboard not looking as pretty. 2-1 is the lead for Daytona with a run in each of the last two innings. We're halfway home here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Avery Owusu-Asidu leads things off for the Threshers. Runs in the fourth and fifth for Daytona. Threshers haven't played it since the first inning. They haven't recorded a hit since the first inning as Avery pulls back a bunt on a pitch that's in for a strike anyway. Nothing and one the count. And Luis Reyes is in at first base. He was the closer on Friday night, getting his first career save as Carter Graham is ruled out for the rest of the day. Owusu-Asidu taps a breaking ball foul. Nothing and two is the count. And I'd imagine that Reyes is now going to be due up to hit third in the sixth inning, which was originally scheduled to be Carter Graham's place in the lineup. 0-2 to Owusu-Asidu in his regular position at center field where he played the majority of last season for Clearwater. 0-2. Outside and low, it's 1-2. This year, when he's been in the outfield, for the most part, he has been in left. But with Nori getting the DH spot today, Owusu-Asidu gets to run in center field. And he is darn good at that. An elite glove for Owusu-Asidu. 1-2 the pitch. Outside corner, called strike three on the slider. And Owusu-Asidu is down on strikes for the second time tonight. One gone in the fifth. Threshers down by one. And now Nolan Beltran comes up to the plate for Clearwater after the fifth strikeout of the day for Luke Holman. Beltran walked in the third inning and trying to keep the momentum going as he looks to reach base for the second time. Takes the first pitch low. Good start as the curveball drops below the zone. It's a 1-0 count to the Threshers shortstop. Holman deals. High hopper foul down the first base line, and it's 1-1. Beltran played the entirety of last season in the Florida Complex League. It was the first season stateside for the Colombian International. He had a 735 OPS in 34 games with three homers and 14 RBIs, as well as 16 runs scored. This season, he's 1-for-21 so far as he reaches out, rolls this one over towards second base, and Moon drops it. That's going to be an error to put the tying run aboard. E4 on Bernard Moon, and Nolan Beltran takes advantage of the fielding gaffe and takes first base with one out. So the tying run aboard and the go-ahead run at the dish in the form of Aaron Escobar, and he certainly has the power to change the score line with one swing. Look out for that left field wall. Luckily, no pitchers are warming up. And he certainly has the power to deposit one in the bullpen out in left field. First pitch to Escobar, taken for a strike. Fastball makes it 0-1. And Escobar hit the game-tying home run on Tuesday That one was over the bullpen in left field to tie the game in the ninth inning of the Threshers' first home win of the year. 0-1, hard line drive, but right at the shortstop. Tafura makes a nice play and a hard hop, and that ends the inning, going 6-4-3 on the twin killing. So the Threshers unlucky in that one after an error put on a base runner. Nobody left aboard, and we're through five innings now. 2-1 lead for the Tortugas heading to the sixth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Silver Sharks, presented by BayCare, is a club for seniors 55 and older that meets during Wednesday Clearwater Thresher home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. Perks like free parking and some other fun activities for the seniors on Silver Sharks night. Make sure to come back for that on April 23rd, which will also be Education Day, against the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Carlos Sanchez. Starts off the top of the sixth inning with a ball. 1-0 is the count. 2-1 is the score. Daytona out in front. The Threshers haven't recorded a knock since the opening frame. 1-0 the pitch, and it's a bunt right back to Dutton. He backhands it. Turns and fires to first. Easy out to start off the sixth inning. And bunting has not been Daytona's forte so far on this Sunday afternoon. That'll bring up E. Smith Pineda as Reese Dutton fields the position well. And now Pineda comes up 0-for-2 on the day with a ground out and strikeout on his stat line thus far. 7 strikeouts to 3 walks over the course of the season so far for Reese. As the fastball's in for a strike, Pineda takes it to make it 0-1. 2 ribbies on the season so far for E. Smith as he fouls off another sinker, 0-2. 125 average so far this season for Pineda. And Dutton trying to lower it on the 0-2 pitch. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike 3. Second K of the day for Dutton. First K of the day for Dutton, excuse me. And the 7th for the Threshers, and very clear that the wrists broke. And that is strike 3 on the check swing. 2 gone now for Luis Reyes, making his first at bat of the game, and the first time he's appeared in a game since he got the save on Friday. 1-0 is the count as the slider misses upstairs. And a lot of bizarre occurrences around that save as Reyes shies away from an indoor breaking ball, 2-0 now the count. Reyes in that game had his only hit after he was already the pitcher in the ninth inning as he ropes this out to left center field. Usuacidu dives. He can't get there. Dragu picks it up. Fires to second base. It's offline. Otherwise, it looks like they would have had Luis Reyes. So his last two hits have gone for extra bases, both coming after he commenced the first pitching performance of his professional career. Reyes had not gone to the mound as a pro. And look how close Avery Usuacidu was to making what would have been a highlight reel play And if that throw wasn't offline from Dre Goo, maybe a little bit rushed because he realized he could have had Reyes. Could have been an out. Fifth hit of the day for the Tortugas as McChrystal bounces the first pitch foul. He's one for two with a single, picking up the first hit of the day by Daytona. A single in the third inning. Now he's on an 0-1 count with Reyes on second. 0-1 now to McChrystal. Dutton looks over at second and fires home. Sinker lined out to left field. Dre Goo is there, makes the catch on the run, and that'll do it for the sixth inning. A two-out double doesn't do much for Daytona. They have five hits and two runs while the Threshers are looking for their second hit and their second run, trailing by one heading into the bottom six.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Juan Martinez just added to the roster less than an hour before game time by the Tortugas. Now on to make his season debut here in Clearwater. Another righty, 22 years old, out of Turmero in Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent by the Reds in 2021. Drops in a curveball below the zone to Dante Norrie to start off the sixth inning with ball number one. Martinez played with Daytona in 2024 and began the season in extended spring training with the Reds. 1-0 turns to 1-1 as the breaking ball clicks the outside corner. Called a strike on Norrie, who is one for two today. Norrie, Dre Goo, and Day to lead off the sixth, and here's the kick in the 1-1. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's 2-1. Norrie singled in the first inning and flied out in the third over to center field, but on a well-hit ball. Two on the pitch. Taken the other way towards left field. Valdez waits for it, and it's another base hit for Dante Norrie. First multi-hit game of the season for the Threshers 2024 first-round draft pick, and the 19-year-old has his fourth career multi-hit performance as he had three last season. Take another look. Great job by Norrie. Staying patient and waiting on that breaking ball before he ripped it the opposite way. And now the Threshers have one of their fastest runners on first base, representing the tying run. And a power hitter in Joel Dre Goo up at the dish. He takes the first pitch for a called strike inside, and it's 0-1. Dre Goo's 0 for 2 today. Three RBIs on the season, including a walk-off single back on Tuesday. Norrie with a big lead off of first. Red sliding mitt on his left hand waits as the fastball misses up and in, evening the count at one to Joel Dre Goo. Norrie with a solid lead, though Reyes is ready for him in a potential pickoff. The breaking ball bounces away from the catcher, and Duno almost runs over Dre Goo trying to get it. Certainly didn't go far enough away. That one landed next to the feet of Joel Dre Goo. So Norrie will stay over at first base. 2-1 the count now to Dre Goo. Tying run on first with no one out in the bottom six. The pitch. High hopper, foul down the third base line. Well played by Marty Malloy, coaching third base for the Threshers. And he'll flip it to a child in the stands as it's a 2-2 count now. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the sixth. The pitch from Martinez. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. First out of the sixth inning and first strikeout of the year. Gets the first out of the season for Juan Martinez, replacing Luke Holman, who's in line for the victory with one run on one hit in five innings of work. But tying run still on first, and Brady Day is up at the dish for the Threshers, right on left matchup for Martinez. We'll see if Norney tries for second during this at-bat, as the first pitch to Day is a fastball over for a called strike. Day without an official at-bat so far. Walk and a sacrifice fly in his first two plate appearances of the day. Norrie with a leadoff of first, the 0-1. Curveball dives below the zone. One ball, one strike, the count to the former Kansas State Wildcat. Day in 2023 did something that you don't see a whole lot for most college players. And he denied being drafted by the Atlanta Braves in the 12th round to come back and finished up what he called some unfinished business over in Kansas State. 2-1 the count now on Day. As Martinez sets up from the center of the rubber, now deals outside 3-1. At the end of 2023, Day said that he was among the many returners for the Kansas State Wildcats. Said they had a nice, experienced team with a bunch of good players. Thought they could have made a run. So Day stayed back after the Braves picked him in the 12th round of the 2023 draft. And Norrie's off for second. He'll slide in safely, but it's ball four instead of a stolen base as Brady Day takes his second walk in a row, reaching first with one out in the sixth inning. And to finish up the story, Day ended up finishing with a batting average over 300, 9 homers and 56 RBIs at Kansas State, and helped the Wildcats to their first Super Regional since 2013. And that'll bring out the pitching coach for Daytona, Jason Imekis, to have a chat with the pitcher and catcher. Carter Matheson's going to be up next for the Threshers, and we'll take a look now at the Phillies system. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in a doubleheader today. They're up 1-0 on the Syracuse Mets in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll play their second game afterwards with Kyle Tyler set to start game two. Jersey Shore at home, trailing 1-0 in the bottom second to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Bryson Ware up with one on and two out in the bottom of the second inning. And the Fightin' Phils lead the Somerset Patriots 1-0. Top of the second in New Jersey with Andrick Nava up at the dish. No one on, two gone. First pitch in the dirt to Matheson. Duno can't find it, but it was right behind him, so the runners stay put. 1-0 count to Carter, who's 0-2, and he's got two aboard with a tying and going and go-ahead run on second and first base. Norrie the tying, Brady Day the go-ahead, and a 1-0 count to Carter Matheson. The 1-0. Ground ball towards second base. Moon can't get there, and it's a base hit. Norrie waved around third. He's heading home. Play at the plate is not in time, and it's a tie game thanks to Carter Matheson. Every hit he's had this season has driven in a run, and Dante Norrie scores from second base. Day moves to third as Matheson ties this one up at two. Great job by Carter. He told you those contact skills were coming because he certainly got them. Barrel in the right spot, maybe a little bit over top of it, but put in the right place in the infield as Norrie scores easily from second base with his blazing speed. Now the score is evened up at two, and the Threshers have two on with one out. Caden Hediger takes the first pitch below the zone to make it a 1-0 count, and we'll see if Matheson tries to steal here the right fielder for the Threshers, who just got his eighth RBI this season, by the way, was 6-for-6 in steals last season. Hettiger lifts a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Valdez coming in to make the grab, and the play is going to be at the plate. The throw home is not in time! Brady Day with a clutch run from third base barely escapes the tag, and the Clearwater Threshers take a 3-2 lead. In the commotion, Matheson advances to second base, and Caden Hettiger has his first RBI of the season, with the Threshers taking a 3-2 lead. A gutsy, gutsy send from Marty Malloy there, and you can clearly see that tie goes to the runner. Day got his hand on the plate just a half second before Duno placed the tag on that right wrist. As Tello sprays the first pitch, he sees foul to start off the count 1-0. Or 0-1, excuse me. Matheson's on second base with two outs. He's got the speed to score on a single. And now it's 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball over for a strike, nothing in two. O-2 to Tello. Upstairs, no chase. It's a 1-2 count. Tello had 7 RBIs in 14 games for the Threshers last season. This year, in about 5, he's got 3 ribbies with a chance for one more. Matheson on second base. 1-2 to Tello. 2 gone and 2 across in the 6th. And Tello hits it the other way. Moon is there. He gets there this time. Flips the throw to first in time for the final out of the 6th inning. But the Threshers come up big in the bottom of the 6th inning with a clutch hit by Carter Matheson and then some clutch base running by Brady Day. The Threshers pick up 2 runs on 2 hits, leave one man stranded, and take a 3-2 lead into the 7th inning.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
The Little Anglers Club is for children 13 years old and younger to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball here at Bay Care Ballpark. Little Anglers members receive free admission to Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and get to participate in fun activities like a pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 on the field and postgame running the bases brought to you by Bay Care Kids. And Malvin Valdez takes a ball off Reese Dutton to start off the 7th inning. Next pitch is ground to the 3rd. Day gobbles it up. 2 steps towards first and a fire to Tello, who makes the squeeze for the out starting off the 7th inning. Day with a go-ahead run and continuing to shine in the field. So smooth at 3rd short wherever he ends up playing. And that'll reset the lineup card to Kyle Henley, who scored the most recent run for Daytona back in the 5th inning after getting on board with a double. First pitch to Henley inside, and that falls in for a strike, 0-1. The count to Henley. Did he hold up his swing in time? He did not, and it's 0-2. Some umpires will be sympathetic to just turning the body to try and stop the swing, but that certainly looked like the right call as he pretty much swung his whole bat around. Dutton tries to get the chase, but the slider lands in the dirt, and it's a 1-2 count now to Kyle Henley. And that's pitch number 38 for Dutton. So far, 28 of them have gone over for strikes. He's got a 1-2 count on Henley. With one gone already here in the top seventh. Now the pitch. Slider falls in for a strike, and it's instantly challenged by Kyle Henley. Here's Emmanuel Valdez, or Perez.
The pitch was called a strike, Barry Callender.
Emmanuel Perez, home plate ump. This would be the last challenge if it's wrong, and it is.
Call was confirmed. Daytona has zero challenges remaining.
In just about every game this series, Daytona has ran out of challenges. This game a little bit later than last night when it ended in the first inning. And here, the second challenge is wrong on the strike three called from Dutton. Dutton's second K of the day. Two gone for Bernard Moon, who takes a slider outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Moon is 0-3, hitting into somewhat of a double play on a base-running gaffe from Alvin Valdez. Sends a two-hopper to short. Beltran picks it up, fires to first, and a great pick by Raider Tello to secure the final out of the seventh inning. Threshers send the Tortugas down in order. 1-2-3 in the seventh, and we'll stretch it out. Bottom of the seventh next, Threshers leading 3-2.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
You can follow your Threshers on Instagram. Check out your favorite minor league baseball team at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. And I don't know about you guys, but the Threshers are my favorite professional baseball team. Minor, major league, it doesn't matter. Owusu Asidu gets a hold of this one. Deep out to left field, but it holds up on the track for Valdez. One pitch, one out to start off the seventh inning. Juan Martinez still on the hill for Daytona, as Beltran and Aaron Escobar will follow Owusu Asidu after the first out in the seventh inning. 3-2 the score, 5-3 on hits in favor of Daytona, who has the game's only error. All runs are earned for both pitchers, and Nolan Beltran is up to the plate 0-1 on the day. First pitch to Nolan. Fastball right down Main Street, taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Beltran walked in the third and reached on an error in the fifth inning, so he is 0-1. Pitch number 25 coming in from Martinez, way upstairs, and the count evens at 1-1. Less than half of Martinez's pitches have gone in for strikes. 12 strikes and 25 total pitches for Juan. 1-1 now to Nolan Beltran. And Martinez kicks and fires. Curveball outside. It's 2-1 to the Colombian International. Infield playing him back over on the first base side for the lefty shift as Beltran swings out in front of the breaking ball on the outer edge. It's 2-2. Two Two balls, two strikes, one out. Now the kick and the pitch. Slices foul, goes over the press box and out of play. It's 2-2 to Nolan Still. Bullpens look clear, so after a 1-2-3 seventh, we could see another Reese Dutton coming up in the eighth as Beltran hits a line drive that bounces in the infield and falls into right for a base hit. Second hit of the series for Beltran, and his bat is starting to heat up, which is good for the Threshers as he has hits in now two of his last three games played, and he's reached base technically all three times, but twice safely tonight. Good piece of hitting there. And Moon had no chance at getting that one. Top of the order now for the fourth trip around as Aaron Escobar tries to extend his hit streak to seven games. He's reached base in all seven in which he's played. And the first pitch gets away from Duno. No play at second, which means Beltran is on the second base bag on the wild pitch. So now the conventional double play is no longer an option for Daytona. As we take another look, that one bounced on the plate, and you love to see Beltran. He could have just straight walked to second base, still chugging along like that one was close to Duno. 1-0 count to Escobar, and here's the pitch. Ground ball to third base. Beltran will back up, stay at second. Sanchez pumps and throws to first, two away. Two gone in the seventh. Now Dante Norrie looking for his first ever three-hit game as a professional. He had three multi-hit performances last season for the Threshers and has just picked up his first two-hit performance of the year with a single in the first and sixth innings. First pitch to Norrie misses, and it's ball number one to the Threshers' first round, or the Phillies' first round pick in last year's draft. Two gone and Beltran on second in the bottom of the seventh inning. And a 1-0 count to Norrie. Martinez deals. Norrie slams it the other way, but it goes foul, landing towards the front gates, or west gates, I should say, to make it 1-1. Norrie, a state champion in his final year at high school, broke off a Mississippi State commitment after the Phillies drafted him in the first round. Norrie rolls this one over towards second base. Moon charges, has to hurry, and he gets the throw off just in time to pick Norrie at first base for the final out of the seventh inning. Nolan Beltran gets on the bases once again for the Threshers, but one hit and one man left. No runs or errors in the seventh inning. Still a 3-2 Threshers lead as we head to inning number eight on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
The Threshers' next home game isn't for another week. They'll be playing the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles starting on April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. on our second Dollar Tuesday of the season, sponsored by Top Notch Pest Control. 5:30 gate, 6:30 start on April 22nd. Reese Dutton back out for the eighth inning as the slider is in for a strike on Duno outside edge to make a nothing and one. And now it's 1-1 as Duno takes the breaking ball low. 3-4-5 in the Tortugas order to start off the eighth. They trail by one with Stafura and Sanchez up next. 1-1 the pitch. Duno hits a low breaking ball foul down the third baseline, and it's a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes here in the top eighth. Dutton is ready. Kicking the pitch. Slider hammered on the ground. Is it fair? It's not. And that will keep it a 1-2. And that ball was quite close to tapping the third base bag, which would have made it a fair ball. But instead, it's just a foul ball for Duno in pitch number 45 for Reese Dutton. One ball, two strikes again to Duno. Dutton, the kick and the pitch. Up and in on the slider. It is not a strike, 2-2. Duno, RBI single in the fifth, hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2, and each time he's reached base, he's provided one of the two runs. 2-2. Just missing low, and it's not a challenge, so it's 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Duno. Dutton trying to avoid putting the leadoff man aboard. Payoff pitch, just too far inside, and that got Duno. Second time he has been hit, and the leadoff man and tying run is aboard to start the eighth. So Duno will take a short walk to first base. As Sammy Stafura comes up with a man on and no one out. Take another look just to see this one get Duno. Just ran a bit too far inside and just barely rotated enough for that one to graze the back of his right hand. Sammy Stafura at the dish, takes a slider for a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count to Sammy. He was also plunked in the fourth inning and is 0-for-2 today after ending on a fielder's choice or flyout in the fifth. Wow, my handwriting is that bad. 0-1. High fly ball launched out to left. Dre Gu cedes it to Usuasidu in left center, who makes the grab for the first out of the eighth inning. Back-to-back flyouts to center field for Stafura. And there's the first out of the eighth inning. Five outs stand between the Threshers and their first long road trip of the season. It's hard to call Dunedin a road trip, and that was only three games. If you didn't know already, you can go to threshersbaseball.com/and listen live to the Clearwater Threshers, as we'll be providing road broadcasts of the week-long series next week against the Palm Beach Cardinals, beginning with the Jackie Robinson game, honoring the legacy of one of the all-time great players, not just in baseball, but in sports, at Holman Stadium. Swing and a miss by Sanchez there. The throw to second base, not in time. And it's a stolen base for Alfredo Duno on the strike to Carlos Sanchez. He is in an 0-2 hole. 6:42 first pitch. And all ticket proceeds from the Jackie Robinson celebration game to benefit the United Way of Indian River County. And we'll take a look at this one. Very close at second base, but I think it's the right call by Patrick Good. Still no 2 count to Sanchez. Duno is on second with one away. And Dutton deals. 0-2. Outside corner called strike three. And Reese Dutton with the sinker, getting the second out of the eighth inning. And another punch out for the righty out of Kansas. The former Jayhawk now has three Ks so far today. And that's right on the outside corner from Reese Dutton. Sanchez doesn't like it, but there's two away. Tying run on second with two gone in the top eighth. And now Eastmith Pineda up to the plate for the Tortugas. He hits a worm burner over to Brady Day, who scoops it right up, flips it to first in time, and that'll end the eighth inning. Leadoff man reaches for the Tortugas on a hit-by-pitch, but that's all Daytona gets. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left, and the Threshers look to pad their lead up 3-2 in the bottom eighth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Joel Dragoo leads off the eighth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. Juan Martinez still on the hill for Daytona. And Clearwater has the advantage. 3-2 the lead, in large part thanks to the man in the on-deck circle, Brady Day, who scored the go-ahead run in the sixth and plated the first run on a sac fly in the first inning. Joel Dragoo starts it off with Day and Carter Matheson to follow, and Dragoo takes a breaking ball below the zone to start off the eighth with a 1-0 count. Martinez deals, and another pitch low in the zone taken by Dragoo to make a 2-0 count. Dragoo was 1-for-3 on Friday with a double and an RBI, also scored a run. And this time he is 0-for, but he grounds this one over to short. Stafora picks it up, gets Dragoo by a couple steps. He is now 0-for-4. In today's contest. So one gone, and that'll bring up Brady Day, who has come up to the plate three times, produced two runs, but still does not have an official at bat. Reminds me of some of the stat lines we used to see from Otto Kemp, who was the walks leader when he left the Threshers back in 2023, and also Trent Farquhar, who's just a guy that knows how to get on base. And Brady Day seems to as well, but he takes the first pitch for a strike. Two walks, a run, an RBI for Brady. And the next pitch, drilled on a line, but it's foul down the right field side. Nothing into the count, and Day just a hair early. If he waited a split second later, that looked like it would have been a double for the 10th round pick out of Kansas State. And that's an 0-2 count for Day, who takes a quick timeout before getting back in the batter's box as they reset the pitch clock. Day's back and ready. So is Martinez. Set from the stretch, the first base side of the rubber. He deals 0-2. Base hit up the middle for Brady Day. Hit it where they ain't, said the great Yogi Berra. And Brady Day did just that. Hard ground ball right up the middle and a base hit for Brady. He's reached base almost every time he's come to the plate as he sends that one right up the center of the field into center for his first hit of the day and the Threshers fifth. Each team now with five hits. The Threshers, though, leading 3-2 with Carter Matheson at the plate taking the first pitch for a called strike. Matheson had his first non-homer RBI of the season with a one-out single in the sixth that drove home Dante Norrie. He swings and misses at the breaking ball there. Now the count's 0-2. Day's on first base, still with a shot to steal. But Threshers won't be too aggressive here in the eighth inning as they try and add some more runners. 0-2 the count, one gone. And now the kick of the pitch. Ground ball foul off the railing of the Daytona dugout to stay strike two. O-2 misses low. It's 1-2 as Duno threatens to throw over to first on a back pick to get Day. He does not. One ball, two strikes, the count to Carter. One out, kicking the pitch. Upstairs, 2-2. Two 2-2 the count to Matheson. Threshers up by one with one out in the bottom eight. The pitch from Martinez. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Second K of the day for Carter Matheson as we reach the two-hour mark in today's game. Second K of the day also for Juan Martinez. And two away to bring up Caden Hediger, who drove in the winning run for his first RBI of the season. He's 0 for 2 with that sacrifice fly and an RBI. 31 career RBIs in 2 years for Hediger with the Threshers, who pops up the first pitch he sees out to shallow right. Moon goes back and makes the catch over his left shoulder to finish off the eighth inning. The Threshers do get a hit but leave one man stranded and head into the ninth with a one-run lead. 3-2 the score, and the Threshers will bring in their closer for the ninth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this.
Titan Hayes has come in every time the Threshers have needed a guy to close things out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two saves and two chances and three innings of work, five Ks in what is going to be the fourth appearance for Titan Hayes. And now Luis Reyes will be the first guy Hayes faces. Came in the sixth inning, for Carter Graham and hit a double in his only prior at bat. As Titan Hayes gets something from the ump, and he's ready to go. Reyes, McChrystal, and Valdez, bottom three in the order. One run separates the Threshers and Tortugas here in the top of the ninth. One-oh as the first pitch misses. To Reyes. Had a pretty good series at the plate, but better on the mound for the Tortugas. Swing and a miss at the slider, and it's a 1-1 count to Luis. And about 10 miles an hour of difference between Hayes' fastball and slider, going 87 to 95. On that one. 1-1 back up the middle, and it hits Titan Hayes. He rebounds quickly. Reyes digging towards first, but not in time as Titan Hayes gets the throw in time after he got hit in the stomach with that hard ground ball. One gone for Titan Hayes as the catcher Hediger making sure that his pitcher's all right. We'll take another look, and that might have got him a little to the left of his thigh. Not a comfortable place, but Hayes shakes it off easily to make the play. One gone for Ryan McChrystal. Designated hitters, 1-for-3 on the day with his hit coming in the third inning. First pitch to Ryan. Way out in front of the slider. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Oh-1 to McChrystal, who homered on Tuesday for Daytona. 0-1 now as Hayes, with one on the pitch clock, rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. behind that fastball, and it's 0-2. Hayes has been quite efficient for the Threshers so far this season. Had a great start to his pro career, but his last two outings in 2024, he allowed a walk-off home run and then three earned runs in the 2024 postseason. Three career saves, earning one in September of last year, and he has two so far this season. One of just three pitchers with multiple saves so far. 0-2 to McChrystal. Line drive, base hit into left center field. Owusu-Asiedu is there to cut it off as McChrystal takes a wide turnaround first, but pulls back safe with the one-out knock. And now the tying run is aboard in McChrystal, and that is just the first hit that Titan Hayes has allowed in his 3 1/3 innings so far this season. Two walks and a hit in now 3 1/3 for Hayes as Iverson Espinoza comes in as a pinch runner for Ryan McChrystal over at first base. Tying run in a 1-1 one-run game in the ninth inning. A no-brainer for Willie Harris. So Espinoza is now on first base with considerably more speed than McChrystal, the catcher by trade. And now Malvin Valdez comes up to the plate representing the go-ahead run. First pitch to Valdez is just below the knees, and that's going to be called a ball. A close call, but no challenge from Caden Hediger. Threshers still have one challenge remaining. The Tortugas do not. 1-0 the count to Malvin, who walked in the fifth but is 0-2. 1-0 the pitch. Tapped it off the plate. Foul. Picked up by Hediger as it landed behind home plate. One ball and one strike. Now the count. So back to first goes Valdez. He was right off on the pitch. One-one to Valdez. Hayes, 8 on the pitch clock. Keeping his eye on the batter, he rocks and fires. Valdez swings. It's a strike. It didn't hit the bat, so off to second goes Iverson Espinoza on what's likely to be called a wild pitch. And now the tying run is in scoring position, but a 1-2 count on Malvin Valdez. Hayes looking in for the side, a two-pitch pitcher for the 11th rounder out of Austin Peay State. Hayes, a quick glance at second. Now the 1-2. Slider cut on and missed for strike three. Huge pitch for Titan Hayes as he gets the second out of the inning on his sixth punch-out of the season. Threshers pitchers as a whole now have 10 strikeouts, two from Tukas, four from Trope, and three from Reese Dutton, who's in line for the victory. Another great pitch by Hayes. He's now thrown 10 pitches, and only two of them have missed the zone. Two gone now for Kyle Henley, another speedster for Daytona as he looks a first pitch fastball into the glove of Hediger for a called strike. 0-1 is the count to Henley, who has struck out twice but doubled and scored so far today. He's got a runner on second and Iverson Espinoza, who will be off on contact. 0-1. Slider tipped into the glove of Hediger, and that brings Henley down to his final strike. Threshers looking for their first home series win of the season with a 3-2 lead, two outs here in the ninth inning. Go-ahead run at the plate for Daytona. 0-2 the count to Henley. Hayes deals. Fouled away by Kyle, and we'll do it again. Still 0-2 as Henley is now set. Hayes looking for his sign, which he has. 5 on the pitch clock. Set from the stretch. Hayes, the 0-2. Fouled away down the first base line. And it's still 0-2. And that was dangerously close to tying the game on a two-strike pitch as Espinoza tracks back to second. So Hayes will collect himself on the hill as the runner returns to his original base. Still an 0-2 count on Henley. Hayes trying to finish it here. 0-2, two outs, tying run on second. Hayes, the pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle, bounces off the glove of Titan Hayes. Needs time to throw it to first. It's not in time, and the ball gets away from Raider Tello. Iverson Espinoza scores on the error, and it's 3-3 with two outs in the ninth inning. Such a tough break for the Threshers. Hayes desperate to even try for the out at first base. And the missed throw allowed the tying run to score. Now it's 3-3 as Gustavo Ormas goes out to have a chat with Titan Hayes. It should be a single and an error for Henley. And just a frustrating at bat for the Threshers. First blown save of the year for Titan Hayes as Gustavo Ormas comes out to chat with his pitcher. Quick mound visit, and he'll go back to the dugout. Threshers have Jose Pena up and warming, and Daytona will bring up Irvin Machuca, another recent call-up, into their bullpen to pitch the bottom of the ninth. Tying run still on second base with Henley at the with Henley at second and Bernard Moon now at the dish. First pitch to Moon, breaking ball, low, caught by Hediger, but it's ball 1-0. 3-3 now the score, two outs in the ninth inning. It is ruled a hit by Henley. And Moon now facing the 1-0. Hayes toes the rubber on the first base side. Quick glance at second and the 1-0. Fastball right to the outside corner. A bullet from Titan Hayes, and it's 1-1. One one the count. Two gone in the ninth. With a go-ahead run at second base. Hayes. Two on the pitch clock, he deals. Moon hits a hopper over to shortstop, picked up on a pair of hops by Beltran, whips it to first in time, and the Threshers get out of the ninth inning. Two hits and an unfortunate error tie the game for Daytona in the top of the ninth inning. The Threshers have Tello, Owusu-Asiedu, and Beltran to try and win it in the bottom of the ninth as they look for their second walk-off over. Of 2025.
Did you say over? Hey, fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts.
Irvin Machuca, another recent ad this week for the Tortugas, will make his season debut after Juan Martinez's season debut. Went with two runs allowed in four innings. three innings, four hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Raider Tello leads off the ninth for the Threshers. He swings and missed the first pitch to start off the ninth with an 0-1 count. Tello's 0-3 on the day. So is Owusu Asidu. And Nolan Beltran, who's in the hole, is 1-2. 0-1 now to Tello, who has a homer already this series. The pitch, swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and the count's 0-2. Nothing and two count to Tello, looking for his first hit of the day. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a three-pitch strikeout to start off the season for Irvin Machuca. One gone, and Avery Owusu-Asidu coming up to the plate for the Threshers here in the ninth inning. And he's no stranger to these late-inning situations where the game is on the line. He had the final hit of the regular season last year for the Clearwater Threshers. A walk-off home run against St. Lucie. First pitch to Avery. Fastball darts to the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Four straight strikes for Machuca to start off his season. 0-1 the count to Avery. And the pitch. Slam the other way, but foul, 0-2. O-2 the count. Owusu-Asidu digs in. Machuca sets up from the stretch. The pitch way outside on the slider. It's a 1-2 count as Owusu-Asidu stays alive. Two K's and a fly out for 80 for Avery. Hasn't driven in a run since the second game of the season, his first in Daytona. Now the 1-2. Tipped the other way off the end of the bat, off the railing of the Daytona dugout. And we stay at 1-2. One out, nobody on. Tello led off the frame of the K. And now Avery is trying to continue it with something bigger. One ball, two strikes. Here in the bottom nine, Machuca deals. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Not an immaculate inning for Machuca. But there's two gone now as Nolan Beltran is set to be the last batter in regulation for the Clearwater Threshers. Nobody on, two strikeouts for two outs in the ninth inning. Beltran with a hit already today and a walk. He's reached twice and is 1-2. First pitch to him is a bunt, which is popped up foul over Escobar in the Threshers on deck circle, and it's an 0-1 count. If this game gets into 10 innings, Escobar is scheduled to lead off if Beltran can't get on here. For Daytona, it would be Alfredo Duno with Bernard Moon on second base. Breaking ball upstairs. It's a 1-1 count to Beltran, who singled in his last at-bat in the seventh inning. Five hits for the Threshers, seven for Daytona. Each team with an error and three runs here in the bottom nine. 1-1 to Beltran. Now here's Machuca. Upstairs on the fastball, 2-1 as Beltran lets it go by. Bullpen is clear for the Threshers, so if there's a 10th inning, Hayes may go again. 2-1 out of Beltran. Here's the kick of the pitch. Swing and a miss over the top of the fastball, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Still tied at three here in the bottom ninth. Next run for the Threshers would win the game. And time is called. Pitch clock violation makes it ball three to Nolan Beltran. And now things get really interesting. Three balls, two strikes, the count. Next pitch could either give Aaron Escobar the chance for a walk-off or send us to extra innings. Payoff pitch coming from Machuca. Beltran holds up the swing. Did he go? And he did not. That's ball four. Second walk of the day earned by Beltran. And now Aaron Escobar, the Florida State League leader with 12 RBIs, has a chance not only to extend his season-long hit streak of six games, but also a chance to make something happen for the Threshers with a winning run on first base. Beltran has some speed, but not an aggressive base runner, and our own Escobar has plenty of power. Two gone and a man on first. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a called strike, but it's instantly challenged by your own Escobar. Here's Emmanuel Perez with the challenge.
Pitch was called strike, body challenging.
If the Threshers get this wrong, it is going to be their last pitch challenge, but it's right.
Turn. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
Threshers still with one challenge remaining. Daytona does not have a challenge remaining. Theirs expired in the seventh inning. 1-0 to Escobar now, hitting 357 on an 0-for-3 day. 1-0. Ground ball to third, and it is slightly bobbled by Sanchez. He'll go the long way to first, and that'll end the ninth inning. Free baseball here at BayCare Ballpark as the Threshers strand the winning run. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left in the ninth. On to the tenth inning. Threshers and Tortugas tied at three.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and
Titan Hayes back out for redemption in the 10th inning. His fourth game of the season. Surprise of that. Did that run count as earned? It came in on an error. So I guess they gave him, no, it's an unearned run for Titan Hayes in the 9th inning. And the Threshers will have Dante Norrie leading off the 10th inning with Escobar on second. Bernard Moon is the extra runner for the Tortugas, and our Alfredo Duno takes the first pitch of the first extra inning game of the season for ball number one. Moon on second base for Daytona. He's got speed, and Duno has pop in his bat, already a single and an RBI today. 1-0 the count to Alfredo. Hayes with a pitch. High fly ball out to left center field. Should be deep enough for Moon to tag. He goes back to second as Usuwasidu makes the catch. He's got a great arm. Throw is not in time, as Moon tags up and advances to second on the flyout. Throw is perfectly on line for Usuwasidu. The ball just hit a bit too far for Avery to get the runner coming to third. So now the infield to move in for the Threshers. They trail 3-3 with one out in the 10th. Everyone touching the infield grass for the Threshers as Sammy Stafura comes up to the plate for Daytona. 0-1. Ground ball back up the middle for a base hit, and Daytona takes the lead. Both runs that Titan has led up have been unearned. An error leading to the run in the ninth, and the extra runner is never an earned run in extra innings. So it's 4-3 Daytona, who haven't led since it was 2-1 in the fifth inning. And that will bring up Carlos Sanchez. I'd expect Machuca to be back out for the bottom of the 10th inning, with no one up in Daytona's bullpen, as the switch hitting Carlos Sanchez steps up for Daytona. Stafor is on first base. 4-3 the lead now for the Tortugas. as the fastball just misses upstairs to Sanchez. It's 1-0. Sanchez, RBI single in the fourth, but he's 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Hayes sets up from the stretch. Lead off first for Stafura, so Hayes will go back at him and try to pick him off. It's unsuccessful. One oh the count, one gone, one on here in the 10th. Now the pitch. DeFore is off for second. Pitch is high. The throw to second base is offline. The tag is close, but no cigar as Beltran can't get it on DeFore in time. He gets the stolen base on ball two. So the double play out of the question in the conventional sense, but back in the fifth inning, Malvin Valdez was caught on an unconventional double play. Somewhat of a pitch out, but just too good of a jump from Sammy Stafura. Fifth inning ended on a twin killing, almost ended. Fly out from Bernard Moon, who scored the run in this inning. As it's 3-0 now to Sanchez. Moon flied out to left, and a perfect relay ended up catching Valdez coming home on the tag. 3-0 to Sanchez. Outside, ball four, and now the Threshers have the Tortugas in a double play situation on a 4-pitch walk. And you got to think that with this steal, that may have been an unintentional, intentional walk. Just a couple of pitches that were purposefully thrown out of the zone by Hayes to try and set up a double play. We'll see how it plays out as Esmith Pineda is up to the plate now for the Tortugas with 2 aboard and 1 out. Stafor is on second, Sanchez on first after the 4-pitch walk, and there's one gone in the bottom 10. First pitch from Hayes, hit on the ground towards short. This could be 2. Beltran, Escobar for 1. Quick snap to first, and it's a double play. First pitch to Pineda, and the Threshers get exactly what they need on the twin killing, but the extra run does indeed score. One unearned run on one hit with no errors, and one man left aboard for Daytona. Threshers with a chance to tie or win it, trailing by 1 in the bottom 10.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can pick for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for education.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
Aaron Escobar will start the 10th inning on second base. DH Dante Norrie with 2 hits already is up at the plate for the Threshers. Within his second week in the pros, Norrie already had a walk-off hit last year in August. He pulls back the bunt as the slider tails inside. It's a 1-0 count. Escobar has some speed on second base. And we'll see if Norrie is going to continue to try for the sacrifice as Daytona responds to him pulling back the bunt by sending their corner infielders pinched in. 1-0 count to Norrie, and he lays down the bunt again. Beautiful down the third base side, but it just goes foul before Sanchez can get there, and it's 1-1. Looked like Norrie would have been safe on that one, so the Tortugas catch a break as the count evens on Norrie at 1-1. So 1-1 the count to Dante Norrie. Escobar back to second base. Dragoo and Day to follow in the 10th inning for the Clearwater Threshers. Norrie two game winning hits last year. Part of his nine RBIs in his first couple of games. Pop the bunt over towards third base. Escobar makes it. It's a sacrifice to first, but Norrie, oh! He looked like he beat that out, but bases umpire Patrick Good says no. That was darn close over at first base. Threshers won't argue it as they do get the sacrifice. But man, was Dante Norrie close to beating that one out. I thought he was safe. But he doesn't get the call. And instead, it's a sacrifice. Thresher still in good position with a tying run on third. And Dre Goo with one walk off to his name already this week. First pitch to Joel with the infield in. Takes the slider upstairs. He did not go. And it's a 1-0 count. Dre Goo is 0 for 4 today, so he is certainly due. 3 or 5 RBIs on the season so far for Joel with the average at 261. 1-0 the count to Dre Goo, kicking the pitch. Fastball to the outside edge, called strike, going 1. Escobar is on third, 1-1 count, thanks to the 96-mile-an-hour heater from Machuca on Joel Dre Goo. Infield in for Daytona, 1-1 the pitch. Inside, that misses on the slider, it's 2-1. You can really start hearing the Tortugas anytime a pitch comes in. As Dre Goo took the last one to make it 2-1. 2-1. Dre Goo with a line drive, base hit in the left field, this game is tied. A low liner from Dre Goo scores Escobar easily, and it's 4-4. Joel Dre Goo is just so clutch for Clearwater. A walk-off single that scored Brady Day on Tuesday, and now this. That one just low to the ground on a line. A rope in a left field, and now the Threshers have the winning run on first with one out. Here's Brady Day. Great game so far for him as he takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. Day scored the go-ahead run in the sixth. He drove in the first run of the game in the first. He's 1-for-1, though, with a single in the eighth and two walks. 0-1. Fouled off the catcher's mask. It's 0-2. 4-4 now the score here in the 10th. Threshers have Pena's warm-ups intensifying out in the bullpen. He's coming off of a career game as a Thresher in his last outing at this ballpark. But Brady Day here in an 0-2 count with the winning run on first. Oh, 0-2 to Brady Day. Here's the pitch. That one bounced off the chest protector of Duno, and it's 0-2. Heard a fan say, let's go Yankees, and that's a way to anger these Threshers. Marty Malloy, a well-known non-Yankees fan. Of course, he's not too big of a fan of the Tortugas right now either. Neither am I. 0-2 now to Brady Day with a winning run on first. The pitch, outside corner, called strike 3. Brady challenges it. And that was a pretty close one. Here's Emmanuel Perez with the ABS challenge.
The pitch was for a strike, but it's challenging.
And it's a strike 3.
Call was confirmed. Clearwater has 0 challenges remaining.
So Day is retired on strikes for the first time tonight. And now Carter Matheson, who has an RBI already today, hoping to get another one with Joel Dre Goo over on first. Two outs, one on, 4-4 the score in the 10th on this Sunday series finale against Daytona. And here's the first pitch from Machuca. Matheson pulls back a bunt, and it's 1-0. He's got speed, so certainly not a stretch, but surprising to see him even attempt a bunt this late in the game with a man on first. Each team with a righty in their bullpen. 1-0 to Matheson with Dre Goo on first base. The pitch upstairs, 2-0. And these Tortugas pitchers know to be careful with Carter Matheson. He might have gotten out more than he's gotten a hit so far this series, but two home runs and an RBI single have comprised the hits for Matheson this week. Pickoff attempt at first base. Dragoo back without a tag. And it's still 2-0 to Matheson. At this point, I'd be surprised if I saw Dragoo try and take second base, but he did have three steals in five attempts last year and 11 for 13 from Presbyterian. 2-0 turns to 3-0 as the sinker dives below the zone, and Matheson hoping to bump Dragoo over to second base. We'll see if he goes for the swing away on 3-0 with two outs and a man on first. Machuca deals. Fastball, outer half, and it's 3-1. Neither team has a challenge remaining at this point. And it's a 3-1 count to Carter Matheson with Dragoo taking a big lead off of first. The pitch upstairs, that's ball four, and Joel Dragoo goes into scoring position. Two-out walk to Carter Matheson, and now the Threshers have two aboard. And I'm sure the only one Daytona is concerning themselves with is the man in scoring position in Joel Dragoo. Caden Hediger, half at ish for the Threshers. He drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning with a sacrifice fly. That was his first ribby of the season, and a single could get him a big one for his second. First pitch popped up foul. It's 0-1. Even when Hediger was a switch hitter, he always admitted that he hit better lefty, sees the ball better that way, more used to it, because that's how he started hitting. When he was a kid practicing drills with his father in their garage, they decided to try switch hitting. It worked, so they ran with it. 0-1 turns to 1-1 as the slider misses upstairs to Caden Hediger. Last season, he finished hitting slightly under 200. Not a bad year, though, but his splits were a lot higher on the left side than they were on the right side. So he and some of the Phillies coaches talked about changing out and decided that it would work better. We hope it does here as the 1-1 pitch falls over for a strike, now 1-2. Hediger patiently waiting for his pitch and now might have to take a more aggressive approach with two outs and two aboard here in the 10th. One ball, two strikes to Hediger. The kick and the pitch. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Hit the ball hard, but foul. Twice so far this at bat. Put a charge into unfair. Who knows what will happen. Dragoo on second. The winning run. Matheson on first. And a 1-2 count with two outs to Caden Hediger. Machuca deals. Hediger holds up the swing, and he knew it. That's called strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Machuca, but the Threshers keep the game alive thanks to an RBI single from Joel Dragoo. They leave the winning run on second base, two stranded, and it's 1-1 heading into the 11th. Or 4-4 heading into the 11th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baker Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off.
Jose Pena up for the third time this season, or sorry, fourth time this season, second time this series. Two-thirds of an inning to get the final out in a few scattered innings over in Dunedin. And he will face off against Luis Reyes with Eismith Pineda starting the 11th on second base. 4-4 the score, each team getting the extra run across in the 10th, and we'll see how this one starts. Fastball zips below the zone. It's a 1-0 count to Luis Reyes, who is 1-for-2 with a ground out after coming on as a replacement first baseman for Carter Graham in the 6th. 1-0 now with Pineda on second. Pena scans the runners and fires home. Fastball cut on and missed. Ball kicks away from Hediger, and it's 1-1. That one took an odd hop off of, I think, his leg guard, judging by the sound that made. And it's a 1-1 count now to Luis Reyes. Pena has pitched once already this season, or this series, for the Threshers. Early on in the week, in the Wednesday victory, firing 3 shutout innings and striking out 6 batters without allowing a base runner. 1-1, foul tip into the mid of Caden, and now it's 1-2. Great start to the season so far for Jose, a second-year Thresher who grew up watching spring training games in this ballpark, in Lakeland. Those were two of his most visited spring training sites. 1-2. Oof, that was close. But with no challenges, it stays at a 2-2 count as it's called a ball on Reyes. Two balls, two strikes the count for Pena, whose father, Jose Pena Sr., played for a couple seasons in the then Cleveland Indians minor league system, making it up to single A. 2-2 to Reyes. Pops this one up into shallow center field. Escobar losing it in the sun, but using the glove as a shade, he makes the catch for the first out in the 11th inning. And that's just it's a tough play to read on even those soft pop-ups. Like that one from Reyes, Escobar, you could clearly tell, was trying to block out the sun and still maintained an eye on that baseball with no clouds in the sky. Not easy at second for Escobar. One gone, and now the former pinch runner, now designated hitter, Iverson Espinoza, who came on as a pinch runner in the 9th inning. First pitch to him, grounds to short. Beltran fields and fires, 2 away. Good pick by Tello. Beltran keeping it smooth. And they're 2 away in the 11th now. Malvin Valdez up to the plate. Strikeout victim in the 9th inning. As Espinoza, who scored the tying run on the error in the 9th, now out. So that'll bring up Malvin Valdez. First pitch swinging. He can't touch that one. And it's nothing and one. Great looking cut fastball from Jose Pena. Valdez 0-for-3 with a walk in the 5th as Pena steps off to quickly call time. Pitch clock restarts as Pena sets up from the stretch. Even if there wasn't a runner on second, he exclusively pitches from the stretch, as do most relievers. And the 1-0-1 is lost by Hediger, sneaks behind home plate. Pena comes to cover. And the 1-1 count, wild pitch, brings Pineda over to third. Sacrifice is off the table. But now Pena with a little bit more pressure, winning the go-ahead run for Daytona, 90 feet from home plate now. Righty in the bullpen for Daytona. So it looks like Machuca's debut is done. Here's the 1-1. Valdez takes it on the outer edge, and it misses, apparently, 2-1. Looked very close, but again, no more challenges. In the Daytona bullpen, Drew Pestka is coming up to the plate. He allowed 3 runs in the 8th inning on Tuesday. 2-1 to Valdez. Fouls it off, and it's 2-2. One more strike to get out of this inning for Pena. Pineda is on third. He was the go-ahead run. And Valdez locked in a 2-2 count with a 2021 sixth-round pick of the Phillies. Pena sets from the bell. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 3 on the pitch clock. Pena fires home. Fastball up and away. Now the count goes full, 3-2. A full count to Valdez. Pineda will stay on third. And Kyle Henley hoping to get a chance to come to the plate here in the 11th. 2 outs, full count. And Pena is set. He's got to hurry. The pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Massive curveball from Jose Pena. And he gets a huge strikeout to hold Daytona without a run in the 11th inning. The extra runner left aboard second base, and now the Threshers with a chance to walk it off. Starting Caden Hediger on second as the ghost runner, and Raider Tello will lead things off in the bottom of the 11th when we return.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
For the third time this season, Drew Pestka comes out of the bullpen for the Daytona Tortugas, his second appearance against the Clearwater Threshers so far this week. Pestka hasn't pitched since Tuesday, so he's well rested, but he threw 2 innings, including a 3-run eighth for the Threshers, allowing a total of 3 hits and those 3 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. The Threshers have Caden Hediger on second and Raider Tello leading off the 11th. This one is hit well out to deep right field. That's going to fall in. Caden Hediger rounds third, and he's going to come home without a throw. First pitch of the 11th, and it's another walk-off win for Clearwater. Raider Tello with the mash, and the Threshers hold on, take their second walk-off win of the week. 5-4 the score, thanks to Raider Tello and Caden Hediger. The Threshers looked like they had this one locked up in the 9th inning. An unfortunate error forced a 10th. Even after Daytona scored first in the 10th, the Threshers were not scared. And they kept on trucking. They got a run in the 10th inning. Jose Pena, with his first win of the season, fifth as a Thresher, holds it down in the top of the 11th inning with a huge strikeout, with a go-ahead run on third base to finish the frame. And then on the very first pitch of inning 11, Raider Tello delivers. second double of the year, second walk-off of the season and the series for the Clearwater Threshers as they take the first six-game set of the year, 4-2 over Daytona, and a miraculous ending to their first home series of 2025. Threshers have a long bus ride ahead of them on Tuesday, but they got to be feeling good about how they finished this one in the 11th inning. Threshers are now 1-0 in extra innings, 2 walk-offs so far this season, and the Clearwater Threshers have now won each of their first two series. Our sideline reporter, Jesse Rodriguez, is on the field right now with the star of the game, Raider Tello, the walk-off double in the bottom of the 11th inning. We'll have a chat shortly with Jesse Rodriguez, and what a series he has had as he set a season high in hits and now gets his first walk-off win. Here's Jesse Rodriguez with Raider Tello. Thank you, Jesse, and thank you, of course, to Raider Tello as well. 5-4 the final score as the Clearwater Threshers take their fourth win of the week. 2-2-2 as the Threshers won the first two and last two games of their first home series of the season. It was the Clearwater Threshers who scored first in this one, getting a sacrifice fly from Brady Day that brought in Aaron Escobar. Dante Norrie, though, played a huge role getting the Threshers' first hit of the game and almost had a third on the sacrifice bunt in the 10th inning. But Brady Day reached 4 of 5 plate appearances, including his first PA, which was a sack fly that scored Escobar. Pitching was solid for the Threshers. Tukas, 2 shutout innings. 4 strikeouts, a career high from Eli Trope in 2 innings of relief. And Carter Matheson delivered a big base hit to tie the game in the 6th inning. He reached base twice with an RBI, and this was some clutch base running on a pop fly from Caden Hediger. Brady Day speeding down the third base line and giving the Threshers a 3-2 lead. Threshers thought they had it in the 9th inning, but they did not. And the game got tied up in the top of the 9th, and then the Threshers tied it up in the 10th again. Raider Tello, though, the hero of the day, launching the first pitch of the 11th to the opposite field. His second double of the season, the Threshers' second walk-off win of the week. And that's going to do it for this week and this series here in Clearwater, as the Threshers take a 5-4 win to claim the opening series 4-2 over the Daytona Tortugas. Next up is the Jackie Robinson celebration game at Holman Stadium on April 15th. to celebrate the achievements and life of one of the greats of the game and all of sports. I'm Josh Sperber, thanking all of you on behalf of this fantastic Threshers production crew for tuning in with us for our first series of the week, all week long. And I'll have the audio call on the Threshers website starting at 6:42 on Tuesday for the Jackie Robinson event. All tickets will go to benefit the United Way of Indian River County up towards Vero and Palm Beach. That's going to do it for tonight, though. Thank you again for tuning in. Once again, I'm Josh Sperber. Thanks again to the fantastic production crew, led, of course, by the head man in charge, Dominic Repper. And I appreciate you all for listening. Until Tuesday, thank you all for listening once again, and have a great weekend, Thresherville.